This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. PECO just asked state regulators to increase electricity rates by 12.5%. A recent settlement by PPL Electric would increase rates by almost 5% this summer if approved by the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. A number of factors have combined to send electricity bills soaring in Pennsylvania, including the planned increase in data centers, rising supply costs as demand increases, and infrastructure expansion. Ratepayers have little control over most of these factors. WHYY's senior climate reporter Susan Phillips joins us this morning to talk about ways to save a few dollars on your electricity bill. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
I like this topic a lot. I'm the kind of person who puts the shades down tight in the summer to block out the summer heat. You know, let's start with some of this easy stuff. Our bills are going up. What can we do?
Well, first off, if you still have incandescent light bulbs, it's a good idea to switch to LED light bulbs. The Department of Energy says that this can save the average household $225 a year in electricity costs. Second, check the thermostat on your hot water heater. It should be set for 120 degrees Fahrenheit. So if it's electric and set at 140 degrees, for example, the DOE says then if you turn it down 20 degrees, that will save you up to $400 a year.
Well, that's pretty good. What about heat and air conditioning?
So the DOE recommends a setting of 68 degrees when you're awake and 58 to 60 degrees when you're asleep or not at home. Again, this is if you have electric heat. Most Pennsylvanians actually use gas to heat their homes. For air conditioning, the recommendation is 74 to 76 degrees. And a way to make things cooler is just to add a fan, you know, a cheap box fan that can, you know, circulate the air and cool things down further.
There are often the family wars, the temperature wars, right? We all know about that. So you got to navigate that too. What is the top user of electricity in my house, your house?
Your refrigerator, which you can't do much about because it has to run. However, experts say, you know, if your appliances like your refrigerator, washer, dryer, dishwasher are at the end of their life, it may be worth it to get a new one that is high efficiency. And, you know, they encourage you to get as high efficiency as you can afford. And to do that, of course, you look for that Energy Star rating.
It's worth it if my appliance is really old and ready to just conk out.
That's right. There is one exception, though. If you have a window air conditioning unit, those will last forever. But apparently they become really inefficient over time, so it may be worth looking for a higher efficiency window unit, even if the one you have is not about to die.
Let's talk about weatherization, making sure the heat and the AC, they're not leaking from the house.
Yes, very important. So you can hire a home energy auditor to assess your house, or Pennsylvania provides one for free if you are under a certain income level. Making sure there's insulation in the crawl space below your roof is really important. And for the summer, especially in Philly, if you've got a row home, painting your rooftop white or silver helps a lot because those black tar roofs really absorb the sun's heat.
So I know I have two different parts of my bill, Susan. There's distribution and there's supply. Is there anything I can do about the cost of supply?
Yes. Pennsylvania right now does not allow the utilities like PECO or PPL to own supply. What they do is buy electricity from a power plant and simply pass on those costs to us. The utilities charge us for distribution. That's how they make their money. Right now, the supply part of your bill, that supply cost, is also rising, and it's simply supply and demand. But Pennsylvania does allow customers to shop around for supply to try to get a better price than what you would get from your utility.
Okay, I've never done that. How does that work?
So one thing to note is that public and consumer advocates don't recommend shopping for a cheaper supplier. And that's because it's easy to get ripped off, right? They may have things in the fine print that you didn't read about. So they may offer you a cheaper rate than PECO or PPL is giving you, for example. But then it's variable, for example, and then the next month it might jump up. And they might charge you a fee if you try to switch. I have spoken to people who do shop on the marketplace, and they say the key is to put a calendar alert to make sure you go back to the online marketplace every month or so to check and see if it's still a good deal. They have saved money this way, but they caution not to accept a variable rate and not to choose a supplier that has cancellation fees.
What's another good thing to think about?
The best way to get rid of high bills is rooftop solar, which can have a high upfront cost and so is prohibitive to many of us. But over time, rooftop solar can save you lots of money on your bills, obviously. Also, you can sign up for what is called time of use pricing as long as you have a smart meter. The way it works is you can save money by agreeing to running your high use appliances like the dishwasher, the washer, the dryer during off-peak hours. And most utilities offer this.
I like that, since I'm usually all about off-peak hours. I do a lot of things earlier and later than some people because of these crazy hours in the morning. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
WHYY's senior climate reporter, Susan Phillips. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.